USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is sending two top White House advisors to Detroit now to try and bring UAW leaders and Big Three automakers to a new contract agreement.
No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike.
During a speech from the White House on Friday, Biden leaned the union's way, calling on carmakers to share record auto profits with the workers who made them. This week's UAW strike will be the first to hit all three Detroit carmakers at once. However, Union President Sean Fain is using a targeted approach across all three, ordering strikes at a variety of car plants across the country. Fain says he can't trust the way company executives have been acting.
We've told them from day one, we expect a bargain now, not wait till the end. They waited till last week. We had to file unfair labor practice charges on two companies to get them to come to the table.
Roughly 13,000 UAW members walked off the job at three separate plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio Friday. The UAW strike war chest totals roughly $825 million. The car companies have billions in cash to work with, as well as weeks of finished cars in stock. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Smith's office accuses the former president of inspiring violent threats against individuals involved in the case, including the judge. Trump's lawyer responded, calling it a dishonest stunt. Hurricane Lee continues spinning off the New England coast while forecasters are keeping tropical storm warnings in place from Portland, Maine, all the way to Boston, Massachusetts. Lee now offers a greater threat to Nova Scotia as well, which is now under a tropical storm watch. The National Hurricane Center says Lee's bringing tropical storm conditions and dangerous surf to the New England region tonight. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
President Biden is naming a new special envoy for economic recovery in Ukraine. Former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker will serve in the role. It hints at earlier White House promises made toward a long-term U.S. commitment. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller stated,
"There will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks."
The official word is out.
CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get one dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the fall and winter season.
CDC Director Mandy Cohen in a public service announcement this week, the FDA and CDC just recently approved a new round of Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccines. Experts have apparently been wrong about Disney princesses all along.
Parents worried about how Disney princesses might impact their child's self-image? Let it go. Specifically, researchers asked whether the body size of a Disney princess affected kids' body esteem. The team found that children whose favorite princesses had an average body size, like Moana, had a higher body esteem a year later. Notably, kids preferring a thin princess, like Snow White, did not seem to change children's body image of themselves either. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.